Bonjour, Born on the Bayou, coming your way in just a moment. Bayou Teche, Louisiana French, Bayou Teche, a 125-mile-long waterway of great cultural significance in south central Louisiana in the United States. Bayou Teche was the Mississippi River's main course when it developed a delta about 2,800 to 4,500 years ago. Through a natural process known as deltaic switching, the river's deposits of silt and sediment caused the Mississippi to change its course every 1,000 years or so, which it's trying to do right now up at the old river control structure. It's trying to make its way into the Atchafalaya. Here we come, Morgan City. You could be the next New Orleans. The Teche begins in Port Barry, where it draws water from Bayou Cortable, and then it flows southward to meet the lower Atchafalaya at Patterson. During the time of the Acadian migration to what was then known as the Attakapa region, the Teche was the primary means of transportation. And by the way, a little aside here, New Iberia is a Spanish settlement settled by Lopez's and Prados and Lopez and many other fine Spanish names. And then the French came in and everybody kind of got together and made things happen even more. Let's get going with, and one more thing with the Bayou Teche. The cities along the Bayou Teche in St. Landry, you've got Port Barry, Leonville, Arneville, and St. Martin, Cecilia, Brobridge, Park, St. Martinville, and in Iberia. Let's jump to St. Mary, Charenton, Baldwin, Franklin, Garden City, Centerville, Patterson, and in New Iberia, where we are broadcasting, Iberia Parish. You've got Lauraville in Iberia Parish. You've got Lauraville, Marbahan, Generet, and New Iberia, where we are broadcasting this evening, this afternoon, for the Born on the Bayou show. Born on the Bayou. Thank you for listening in this evening, this afternoon. Bonjour. 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. coming up. Cowbell. Born on the Bayou. Born in the Bayou, from Bayou Tash, New Iberia, Nuevo Iberia, run through the jungle, 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. You know, our fundraiser has to be delayed, but we are looking for your support. We've got something special coming up on Tuesday, May the 5th. It's called the Giving Tuesday. Check it out at our website, krvs.org, where you can still make contributions for the cause. Even if you're deep in the basin. Song scares me, Daddy. It's okay, Chef. Should be all right. It's tightened up. Papa gonna make the crook as we broadcast from the promised land. Johnny Allen.
Left my home in North Virginia, California on my mind. I sat on that Greyhound rolling out of Raleigh on across Caroline. We stopped in Shirley, we bypassed Rock Hill, we never once a minute late. 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling across the Georgia State. Right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight fly out of Birmingham, smoking in New Orleans.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana. Help me get to Houston town. There are some folks who care a little about me, and they won't let the poor boy down. Your engine, then cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, living off of Virginia, dying water for 1009. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling poor boys on the line.
From the banks of the Bayou Teche, downtown New Iberia. That's where we're doing it these days because of all the corona, baloney, and all that doodad, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
One, two, three, four.
Maybe you're lucky enough to still have your job right now. So don't complain, even though maybe the upper management folks are out of touch. The brass in the upper level. The problem? Why? That's upstairs. Management. Nothing but a problem. Michael Douce, avec Beau Soleil, on the radio, KRVS 88.7.
Well, have you heard the news that's going around here? The man in charge has got to go. Because he dances around the problem, boy. And the problem is the man in charge. The young knows what I'm talking about.
goat.
And
when you got a goat, you got a goat. I don't need no mule head telling me what to do. Jimmy Bergeron, kicking Cajuns, kicking it. Born on the Bayou as we step it fast. As a kid, you had a favorite nonk. Like for the 4th of July, he'd bring some firecrackers, and Sundays he'd come over, visit with the family and all. He'd bring some French bread and some boudin, stuff like that. He gave you your first pocket knife. He was just a good guy. He's just a good guy. Maybe, you know, at the end of the day, he might have had a little bit too much. But still, you learned a lot from him, and you wanted to be just like him when you got big. We continue with Jamie Bergeron kicking Cajuns from his Live Like That. Oh, Nonk. We love you, Nonk. Adam. Miss you sadly. Wish you were here right now in these troubling times. Oh, Nonk Adam. You were quite the man.
Thank you. soccer man.
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody make some noise, yeah?
Hey-o!
Please be kind to your waitresses and your bartenders out there. Y'all serving them cold drinks.
And thank you. Be kind to your disc jockeys. I'm glad to be your disc jockey for the Barn of the Bayou show from 88.7 FM. Things are all twisted around. And normally, we'd be getting started for our spring fundraiser, but we've had to put that off because of all the extraordinary events that are taking place with the COVID and so forth. And we can't get to the studios. UL shut down. And we're supposed to be staying at home as much as we can, keeping that social distance. Luckily, I'm an antisocial guy, so it's perfect for me. I don't want to mingle and so forth. I'm just joking around. But we do want to remind you that coming up this Tuesday, the 5th, it's called Giving Tuesday for Public Radio. They'll be doing a global event for online. And you can still make your contributions online and show your support for the public radio, and in particular here in Acadiana, the KRVS 88.7. We are online at krvs.org. I want to keep that Jamie Bergeron going, and maybe you're looking for a sign, maybe something in the clouds. You look up there, that looks like a sign. I think that's a portention of things to come, or maybe you're reading your tea leaves, or maybe you're rolling some dice, and you say, if it comes up this way, that means such and such. Or maybe there's a knock on the door. Continuez, s'il vous plaît. Live like that. Jamie Bergeron and the Kickin' Cajuns. It means something. Knocking on heaven's door.
can't shoot them anymore. The cold black cloud is coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on.
You don't need me today, do you? I'm ready, but not just yet. A little more time. I got some stuff I need to do. Okay, Mom, I'll talk to you later. I'm on the radio right now. Hey, hi there. It's Lee broadcasting live from New Iberia during these special conditions. We're live from the Bayou Teche. Glad to play the music of South Louisiana, great Louisiana sounds. And here we go with the Austin, it's awesome. The Austin Express, Horace Trahan. Mom, I'll be coming home.
Yeah, yo. Well, you know, I'm coming home. Cause I feel, and I feel so sad and alone. That's why I'm coming back home. I'm coming back.
Austin Express. And can I tell you, that's Doug on saxophone, Junior Garb. He's born and raised in New Iberia, and he got hooked up with Horace and the Cats, one of the Austin Cats, and Doug's father and uncle used to work on my VW. Had a VW Fastback, a 1968 model, and kept that thing going way before its time. Hi there, guys and gals. Thanks for listening in today. A kind of a special edition of the Barn on the Bayou show. We want to remind you once again, since we're not doing our spring fundraiser, we do want to take time out that there is still the availability of you to pledge, and the public radio folks are having a special Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, this coming the 5th. Giving Tuesday, when everybody gets together, shows their support for public radio in these trying times, and we're all trying to do our part to keep our social distancing and complying with all the regulations, whether it's a federal or a state or a parish. We have parishes here in Louisiana. How cool is that? Let's keep that. So anyhow, keep us in mind, and thank you for listening in, and thank you for letting me be your disc jockey. And I try very hard. I'm not bragging or anything. Just trying very hard to get a nice mix of the Cajun and the Zydeco and the Swamp Pop and the Harry Connick, old jazz, some Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, just highlighting all this. It blows my mind sometimes that we've got so much talent here in Louisiana. So enough on that. KRVS.org, and check it out, especially on Tuesday for Giving Tuesday, in lieu of our spring fundraiser, which we're going to try and bring back whenever all this, hopefully we'll see, a return to normal, even if we weren't. Were we really normal in the first place? Ha ha ha. So Giving Tuesday coming up Tuesday, a special day in lieu of the regular spring fundraiser, which we're going to try and pull off sometime in the summer. Good Lord willing, as Hank said, good Lord willing, and the cricks don't rise. I'm going to continue A little more Horace Trahan. Let's upbeat it. Love to Zydeco. This is On the One, Horace Trahan, the Austin Express, from the CD or the album, by special request, just for you. Remember back in the day for Mardi Gras time, Horace would come in and play at a donut shop right there on a flatbed, right there on St. Peter Street, downtown New Iberia. It was way cool, and I think you can see some videos on YouTube of that. You ever watch that court TV? Kind of annoying, kind of boring sometimes, but it is kind of, what's that word, salacious. Salacious at times. And couple of weeks, been the last couple of weeks, Louisiana has been in the news on Court TV. I'm not going to get political, but we will have a song here, and I don't know what his mindset was when he wrote this, but listen to the words and see what you think as we continue with Horace Traha, Austin Express, and this is from the Keep Walking CD. That's the one where he does a same knife that cuts the sheep, cuts the goat. You know that one? Yeah. Think about that, too. Guilty until proven innocent, Horace Traha. Thank the good Lord if you still got a job. I thank the good Lord I've got a job here, being your disc jockey for the Barn of the Bayou show with Don Ridge.
You won't let me out the side when they offer me a prize. They call you on the phone, you tell them at home I'm going to work. Yeah, pretty baby, I'm going to work.
That ain't work, Lee.
You're afraid I'll make a go when the night
love it too much.
Well, I leave out in the morning about a 6:30. You try to make me stay by line, you're sick, I'm gonna work. Ooh, pretty babe, I'm gonna work. You're afraid I'll make the dough when the nature rock and roll, I'm gonna work. Oh, well, I come back in the evening about a 4:30. I catch you in the middle of a mean rock and roll, I'm gonna work. Yeah, pretty babe, I'm gonna work. We start to make our plans till you finally understand I gotta work. In the morning about a 6:30. You're trying to make me stay by line, you're sick, I'm gonna work. Ooh, wee babe, I'm gonna work. You're afraid I'll make the dough when the mansion rock and roll, I'm gonna work. Oh, well, I come back in the evening about a 4:30. I catch you in the middle of the mean rock and roll, I'm gonna work.
Don Rich from Pierre Part. And here's Mr. Don Rich's father and uncle. Back very old recording, same song. A little rockabilly twinge. Work.
Make me stay by line, you're sick, I'm gonna work. Ooh, wee baby, gonna work. Afraid I made you fool, and I made you rock and roll, I'm gonna work. Well, I come back in the evening about a 4:30. I'll catch you in the middle of a mean rock and roll, I'm gonna work.
Richard Brothers. That's Don Rich's father and his uncle. Let's do something pretty different with Justin Wilson. A proof of, what is that? Sobriety. What's that?
I got a friend at work on the Baton Rouge City Police Department several years ago. And he was changing shifts. You know, he worked from preach at 11, and the next morning he had to come back out at 7 o'clock, and he was on his way to the house, and he lived on the way out there on the outskirts of Baton Rouge. And he got behind an automobile that was weaving just a little bit. He said, "Oh, man, don't tell him I done run into a drunk. I'm most to the house, and I got to go turn around, go back 10 miles, and take that damn drunk down to the station." I just, "Oh, man, no, I must just pull him over and give him a test." So a man, he put that blinky-blink red light and that syringe on me, pull him over. And he got out and he said, "Get out of the car." Well, that drunk got out. You know how they stand real straight? So straight they most fall over backward. He said, "You drunk?" "Oh," he said, "hell no, Ossifer. I just had a couple of beer." He said, "Well, look. You see that five-strand barbed wire fence over there? Huh? If you jump them fence and can jump back, maybe you ain't drunk." Just a minute. Well, he walked up to that fence, just jumped right over, didn't touch the first strand. When he got over there, a great big black Brahma bull charged him. When he turned around and see that bull, he grabbed hold of both horns, twisted that bull, threw him, stuck both horn right into the ground there. He walked back up to that fence, just waltzed over it, just leaped over it real easy like. Walked that policeman, he said, "You see that? I ain't drunk." That policeman watching him all the time throw that bull, you know. He said, "Well, what in the world are you doing in there?" "Oh," he said, "some drunk kid trying to run over me on a bicycle and I can't."
Laura, Megan, Kelly, Sweet Cecilia. Hey, thank you for joining us today for Born in the Bayou from the Bayou Tash in New Iberia, our special edition. Remember, Tuesday you can pledge online for our fundraiser online special edition with Public Radio. Lee Kleinpeter, be seeing you.
For 2 hours of true word sound power, classic heavyweight Rasta reggae radio, it's Jamon here on KRVS. Cecil here, chairing the Churchill Gathering every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. Heavyweight sound and lifted spirits guaranteed. Jamon here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Funkify your life with me, Dan Phillips. Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. and Friday night at 9 on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, and KRVS.org.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.